If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network.
All right, how are you getting on? Hang on a second, I'm drinking some Lucozade here. Not sponsored. Actually, because there's no sponsor of this podcast, I'm going to start telling you in the way Sesame Street used to be sponsored by the letter S or something, shit like that. So I am now going to sponsor you with a bit of life advice, okay? This podcast is sponsored by the fact that you should get to the point in your emails. Get to the point. Give me a too long didn't read. If you send an email that has a long bit of information in it, right? Summarize it to a tweet and put it at the top, and then if we can read more context afterwards, that would be great. There you are. Life advice with Tony Cantwell. Actually, I have found that in my history, I've written back to the emails that are the least fluffy and the least flowery, with the least amount of context. I'm so easily intimidated by large chunks of text. But anyway, that's what this podcast is sponsored by. Keep your emails brief. Look at me, I'm so fucking showbiz. Guys, keep your emails brief, please. Email's a fairly archaic system. Has to be an easier way. But I don't want my, you know, AI fucking like just summarizing my emails, you know, and getting shit wrong, because it's done that before. I do find, though, that I am more responsive to, because we're WhatsAppers. Okay, we're WhatsAppers, so treat it like a WhatsApp. The idea of the email, I appreciate you, you know, to whom it may concerns out there, you know. I hope this blank finds you well, yours eternally, all that kind of stuff. I love all that shit. I love that you love that, but I'm not in the fucking, I'm not, you know, in the trenches. You know what I mean? I'm not having to cup my hand around a match. Otherwise, the krauts will see it, right? I don't have to do that. So your letter has found me wishing this was a WhatsApp, really, you know? So you don't need to. The flowery stuff is great. And if you're there with a little calligraphy set, I would love to see your to whom it may concern. I'm sure the W curls around and looks gorgeous. But as for, you know, I just love a good, hey, do you want this? Or hey, do you want to do this? But maybe I'm just a bit too curt. Too Kurt fucking Russell, more like. Too hot. But anyway, what else is going on? What was I going to say? Terry's been watching a lot of, we've been working a lot in the evening. We're hardworking people. We work in the evening sometimes. And Terry's just been wanting a lot of shit on in the background. But it's actually good TV. She's been watching Formula One Drive to Survive. And you know me, I don't like cars. But they've made it a little bit interesting. They've added a lot of, you know, emotional elements into it, rivalries, all that stuff. But something that I've watched 6 seasons of this now, and I still don't know. Are you only as good as your last race? Because I'm just wondering, because I've watched 6 seasons of this and it never comes up. I'm just wondering, are you only ever as good as your last race? At the end of the day, you're only ever as good as your last race. Is that true? Because I've never heard that. I'm being sarcastic, because it's all they fucking say. They should call it that you're only ever as good as your last race fucking show. You know. At the end of the day, teams have to get points. Shut up! Maybe you didn't have something to say. Maybe you didn't have something to say. At the end of the day, teams need points. And if you're not earning points, then that's going to be concerning. Or some bullshit. You know what I mean? It is insane. Like, you know, I have filled thousands of hours in talking bullshit, but I think all of it's been very good and important. they just will not stop saying, you're only, you know, you're only as good as your last race. It's the nature of the beast. You're only as good. Love seeing Jerry Halliwell pop up in it. But, you know, I didn't know she was a toff, to be honest. I thought the posh one was the one with the name on it. Posh. You know, Jerry's there just being a big, looks like she's in a fucking Ralph Lauren ad, you know. Just real tough. And I thought she was a bit more common. And I liked that about her. I thought she was a bit dangerous, you know. And yeah, you know, it's fine, whatever. Look, I've said this time and time again. The one I did fancy was always Mel B, but the fact that she was scary scared me. And I didn't know how to handle that, you know. I suppose I should talk about this, the Eurovision, and the calls for people to boycott it, which I get. And because of Israel's participation in it, I totally get it. I think you're fucking dead on to do it. I do think you might be, I think it's very important to talk about now, but I do think that we might be getting, let me explain. I definitely think it's important to talk about. I think it's important to talk about Palestine every single year that the Eurovision is on, because Palestinian flag is a flag that's actually listed on this fucking list of flags that are banned. It's long. The ISIS flag is also on this list. It's been there since 2016. You cannot bring a Palestinian flag. Iceland were fined for waving a Palestinian flag. Madonna got in trouble for having an Israel flag and a Palestinian flag. They were on the back of their dancers' jackets at one of the Eurovision events. So it's not. So the Palestinian identity, by decree of the Eurovision, is to be forgotten, which is despicable and deplorable, and we probably should be boycotting every single Eurovision that flag is on the banned list. That should be enough. I think this is the third time in just the last 5 years when the Eurovision has been on and Israel have been in the spotlight for participating in an incredibly bloody campaign. I think 2021, they were firing into a mosque towards innocent people. In 2019, they had an incredibly bloody campaign. And now the worst one with the majority of Gaza in ruins and 30,000 people dead, including the majority being women and children, and with 85% of Palestinians displaced, with no food, with no water, with no healthcare, and a ceasefire, hopefully, if ice cream fucking licking warmonger Joe Biden has anything to go by, will be finished by the weekend. What a way to fucking drop that news that no one knew. Saying, oh yeah, we got a ceasefire working out. Anyway, I'm going to lick my fucking ice cream. Just put the ice cream down, Joe. Just put the ice cream down, you clown. So, yes, there's a call for a boycott. I do not think Israel has the right to come out on that stage, regardless of the song, which I'll talk about in a second. I think they should be banned anyway. They shouldn't be able to come out onto that stage and whitewash this incredibly, these war crimes. On a stage, the only thing we should be talking about with Israel right now is the conflict, is a plea for them to stop their campaign and to you know, engage in a ceasefire. You know, that's the only conversation. It shouldn't be whether a pop star is any good right now. And then the song itself is called October Rain, and it is directly about the Hamas attack that kind of, in this case, kicked off this initial campaign. This has been going on for a long time. Hamas's response to this is obviously because they've been under pressure and various things that Israel have done over the years. It's happened via this, you know, it's been going on for years, but the most recent fucking domino was the October 6th or 7th attack, where they, you know, killed all those civilians at the music festival and took over, you know, almost 300 people hostage. So it is political. It is a political song. Moldova were banned for a political song. Russia have been fucking banned completely because of their invading Ukraine. The song is using a world stage to have the only story be heard be the victims of this. And I also want to say, though, that it is incredibly heartbreaking. Sorry, I don't want to be using extraordinarily sympathetic language for one over the other. I'm trying to be as, you know, I think it's very sad. Obviously, the conflict is absolutely heartbreaking. It's very sad that also people in Israel can't mourn a Hamas attack. They can't mourn the way that they want to mourn it. You know, that is sad. It's extraordinarily more sad, of course. The completely, what's the word? Over the top response. The imbalanced response. The murder. The war crimes. You know, but both things. Both things. It's very hard in these times to accept both things. You were always just looking for what's worse, and we know what's worse. But it is incredibly sad that in any other. If there wasn't such a fucking grave response, I think Israel should be able to mourn people who were killed innocently at a music festival and to be really angry about that and to be really sad and to have a song that comes back triumphantly. And what came after, you know, has been much worse. I can't think of anything worse. There is nothing worse. So look, I'm not trying to get... you're not here for this, but I think people should boycott it. But what I also think is that I think they have until March 11th to deny the song's entry on political grounds, and I think they should. And I don't know, I think this year at the Eurovision, I think Bambi Thug can do very well for Ireland. I think it's a shame that this has been kind of, it's not a shame, just it's what life is. This is what's happening at the same time. Israel's participation in it, I don't think is just, given the war crimes. I don't think they belong in there. If it's all peace and love and all that kind of thing. I suppose they're going off the basis that it was a response and they're looking for Hamas and all this bullshit. But, you know, I think they're trying to snuff out Gaza for good. They're snuff out Palestinians for good. So, yeah, I think you're dead right in boycotting. I personally don't know. Like, maybe that's a solution. And I think fucking if you don't want to watch it, that's dead right. I probably will watch it, and I probably will just be a bit vocal about it, because I watch it like on YouTube. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Does my view in the algorithm assist anything that's pro Israel? I don't know. Maybe it's a principle thing that I'm not getting. I understand like boycotting brands or whatever that are giving money directly to Israel, and I totally understand that, and that's a kind of, you know, that is a, what's it called, you know, you're cutting off some access of supply in a weird way. You're voting with your euro. I don't know how me not watching the competition, because I feel like boycott involves some level of silence involved, and I kind of feel like this is an opportunity to be extremely vocal. And I also would be interested to see how the world, I think it's just absolute tone deaf Israel competing, and I think it's tone deaf having a song called October 7. I don't know, will we see them get through? What will we see the response being? You know, I don't know. I'm interested. It's a geopolitical moment, and I'm curious. And my stance in it is that I don't think they should be allowed in. I know Bambi Thug, they've been very vocal saying that they don't believe Israel should be in. So I feel like it's unfair as well of the contestants in it, of the countries, a lot of whom would much prefer Israel weren't in it, that they're not really being listened to, and that there's one rule for Russia and a different rule for Israel. But I think people who want to boycott it, absolutely you fucking should. I don't know if I'm going to boycott it, because I don't know if that's really me cutting off any kind of supply in the same way. But I will probably use the airspace around that time to be vocal and to let people know that the Palestinian flag is not allowed, that Israel should not be in, and that this is an incredibly political song. And here's a reminder of the other side, you know, the side that doesn't have a pop star and a pop song right now, who can't actually even be heard right now. So that's what I've been thinking about that recently. I do think that the Eurovision probably won't allow the song. I think that's probably the least that they'll do. But Israel is a very powerful country in this whole thing. The fact that they're in the Eurovision in the first place. Anyway, it's not really about the Eurovision, is it? It's about a fucking horrible humanitarian crisis. So that's all I'm going to say. That's just my thoughts on that. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to go to the gym twice this week, right? Three times, actually. I've been seeing a lot of like scrawny little dudes, scrawny little faces, nervous dudes that are fucking jacked, you know? You know, you can see the face of someone and you're like, I know who you were in primary school, bro. I just fucking know. I know by the face on you. I knew where you were in the pecking order of things. I know what was in your lunch. It was buttered bread sandwiches. I know that, bro. I know this. You had boxes of raisins and buttered bread sandwiches. I know this. You had water for your drink. And now you're jacked. And I'm not. You know? So I need to, you know, I just need to, you know, it's fine. It's a long process. I'm going to get jacked in a couple of years. I'm going to just be gradually getting jacked. I've decided. Now, can you tell by this? Can you not tell by my inflection how I mean it this time? 2 days off? No. Well, as of recording this, we'll see how the weekend goes. But I'm 2 days off the vape. And I was in a shop and there were some delicious looking vapes in there, I have to say. I'm a serial vapist no more. I am no longer a babe nursing from the nicotine. Okay, I am free. I've said this before in a previous pod that I was, you know, the vapes were having me, wanted me to do things, dangerous things. You know, there was a moment I was driving past a shop and I was like, oh, do you know what? Actually, that shop never has parking. So what I'll do is I'll pull over here, park, and I'll walk up here and I'll grab a vape. And then like the kids in the back will be fine. I'll only be 10 minutes. And I was like, hang on. Hang on a second here. The only survival voice I have in my, like, I only have a survival voice for my kids. I don't have it for myself. I will drill into a plug. I will, you know, mix chemicals without any gloves on, you know. But my kids, I'm like, no, hang on, hang on. I have a kind of voice in my head that protects them. I have an instinct. I can see, I'm like Cypher in the Matrix. I'm like corner there. I'm looking at as the coat. Corner there. Put a hand out. Catch the back of her head before it hits the fucking ground. Put a hand over a corner. I do my own full of fucking skulls into it. Hurts his head off my ring. And I'm like, well, that could have been a corner, bro, right? I have this. I can see it in my head. My third eye opens up and I can see all of these dangers for my children. Yet, a toxic fucking parasite spore, that is my desire to be nicotined up to the fucking gills, is telling me to actually leave the kids in the car for 10 minutes while I go get a vape. That is now dangerous now. That's dangerous. Now, I didn't listen to it, you know? But I'm like, okay, no, that would be a bad idea. But who's this guy? Who's this fucking mushroom little clicker from The Last of Us trying to come out? So when I got that bad advice, I was like, I need to sack my agent here, you know? I need to sack my agent here because he's now giving me bad career advice, you know? All of his advice recently has been leave the kids and go get vapes. It has been order vapes off Deliveroo. It has been, this is the advice I'm getting, you know, it has been buy two vapes so that you don't, so now we're not even like living in the fantasy that we're going to quit. You're just going to get two so that when one runs out, you'll have another one. Do you know what I mean? Maybe we should start looking into that, the big vapes, you know, the ones that last longer, all this stuff. That was the career advice I've been getting for the longest time. And it's kind of, you know, it's off kilter what I want to do. So, look, please pray for me. 2 days. I mean, when do I go? I am going out tomorrow, maybe. Might want to get a vape, but I won't.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Join the Cast is back for its last stage. It's your turn to decide which will be your new favorite podcast. Whether you're into ghosts, fashion, GAA, anthropology, or the meaning behind names, just go to jointhecast.ie and vote for your favorite. The winner will get a podcast series worth 50,000 euro and will join Headstuff Podcasts. Vote now at jointhecast.ie.
Still haven't had a fag in about a year, which is good, you know. But look, pray for Mojo. Me, lost at sea with Mary. We'll see how we get on. But this is a thing as well. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. It's a very good book. And it's digestible and bite-sized. And I've probably talked about it a good bit. But there's a real power in like vilifying the bad person, the bad advice, the bad voice. Brezzy does it with his bad voice, calls it Jeffrey. I call mine Gary. But there's amazing little tidbits in the book. He basically says in the book that all creative acts, anything brand new, anything that elevates you to a higher being is going to be met with a thing called resistance. He calls it resistance and he vilifies it. He visualizes it like a demon there to give you bad advice all the time. If you want to go to the gym, you're like, oh, I don't know. That is resistance. There is literally like, so picture it now. It's rather than you visualizing yourself as unmotivated, visualize the fact that you actually are motivated, but someone is trying to stop you and it's something you actually have to overcome. That's a different mindset altogether, you know? If you're sitting down and you're trying to write something and you're like, this isn't good, everything I try and write is bullshit, that is a voice in your head that is resistance. It is trying to stop you. It's trying to keep you safe. It is trying to keep you in a kind of lower frequency so that, because all it thinks is that anything above this is dangerous. You know, it's scared. It's scared. It's scared for you to reach your higher frequency. All this shit. So I like that. I like vilifying things. So I'm now vilifying the vape. I'm calling it the spore. And the spore is not going to stop me from reaching my higher being. Now, I might need to come up with one, the one who's stopping me from going to the gym. You know, I might need to do that. My new TikTok buzz right now is incredibly dumb dudes talking about money. I'm trying to think of things differently, right? There's lads being like, it's kind of like conspiracy theories. It's kind of like, sorry, what am I getting at here? Bro, like, you know, finance bro talk, right? And not like good finance, like just people who, like, I'm obsessed with people who like Andrew Tate and Tristan Tate, and people who talk about finance to do with that, and stand there in front of, you know, rooms of incredibly stupid men, and say, "Okay, bro, so like a bank. What is a bank? Where does the name bank come from? It comes from riverbank, and at the riverbank is where all the flow ends up at the riverbank. The flow of what? Money, water. Money is water." So if you're not in charge of your bank, then you're not in charge of the flow. The banks are controlling the flow. I'm like, that's kind of right, but like, no shit, but also no shit. And also that's right. And, but also no shit, you know? So what's the fucking point of saying that? Why did you use this oxygen? Can we have it back, please? Can you grow a tree in your back garden to make up for the fucking oxygen you just wasted with that bullshit? Like, it's just like saying water's wet. Water is wet. And then saying, okay, what is wet? Where does wet come from? The weather. What comes down in the weather? Rain. What does rain turn into? Water. So I'm there, water is wet. Cute. I'm glad you had a fun little time there. Can I leave? Why are you doing this? So, I mean, but I'm kind of like, there's a lot of the sad thing about kind of money bros, right, is that like, if you watch two of the videos, they're funny. And the third one is like, I hate women. Okay, like, ah, shit. I thought we were having just a little laugh about this. Now I despise you. Do you know what I mean? It's the same with like conspiracy theories. It's like, okay, interesting. 9/11. Hang on. Was that an explosion at one of the windows before the plane hit? Interesting. What is Building 7? Zionist conspiracy. Ah. You know, that's a shame. You know, and anti-Semite goes straight to anti-Semite so quick. So, yeah, you got to watch out for those little TikTok bros. But you just, you know what, like, everyone's just so fucking stupid and horny and, like, weird. Everyone's just a little horny weirdo. So whatever, if these boys want to hang out with each other. Do you know what they are? They're nervous. And I used to think that, I used to listen to emo music, right? That, like, there were songs that were like, like, this is sort of lyrics I'd be listening to. This is from Jude Law and the Semester Abroad by Brand New. And even if her plane crashes tonight, she'll find some way to disappoint me by not burning in the wreckage or drowning at the bottom of the sea. You know, this guy, he really doesn't like this bird. And there's a lot of that shit. Songs like Screaming Infidelities by Dashboard Confessional. Like super fucking clingy, emotional, screaming, I hate you, I love you, and what's my favorite lyric? From Your Soul Last Summer from Taking Back Sunday. This is my favorite emo lyric of all time. He says, the truth is you could slit my throat, and with my one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt. Love that shit. Loved it, you know? But it's all very like, what are these boys doing? Do you know what I mean? And we find out later these boys are actually a pair of fuck. These are a bunch of soft boys. These are boys were using this little soft little image, cracking on to younger birds and being deplorable and getting them to send photos. In the case of Brand New, Jesse Lacey did that, you know. And on the outside, you would probably think, oh, if they're kind of, if boys are absorbing this content, they probably believe every word of it and they hate women. But I also listened to all this shit and I didn't, you know, and listen to Eminem songs where he's, you know, killing his wife or his girlfriend, Kim, you know, and we're like, oh shit, I suppose if I'm listening to that, I hate women. I suppose if I'm listening to Tupac, I'm like ordering sex off of fat ass bitches. But you're not. You just, I suppose it's all just weird little flexes, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, look, it's always good to be vigilant about assholes and toxic male groups and all that kind of stuff. Always good to be vigilant. But I also think that some people are just flexing and they've never met a bird before. Do you know what I mean? I also think that they're probably just, I think love can kind of conquer all a lot in some cases. I'm talking about straight boys. It's always straight boys anyway, you know, so. Although I'd love to see, what would a kind of a male, what was the gay male rights group? Let's have a look into that. But now I'm just having thoughts. Now you're just watching me have thoughts. Live! Watch me think and stare off. What is it? You stare off into the right eye if you're actually thinking of something, and you stare off into the left if you're pretending. So if someone ever is like, oh, actually, let me think about that. They're staring off into the left. They're making shit up. You stare off into the right, I think, when you're actually telling the truth. I used to always try and figure these tricks out so that I could get women to fall in love with me. You know, I think everything was motivated by trying to get a girlfriend, you know, psychology. Okay, I just need to understand women. Maybe I'll meet a woman first. No. I think I need to understand how liars lie first. Okay, why don't you just talk to your friends? No. Why don't you ask them what they like? No. Why don't you just ask them if they want to kiss? Yeah, no, I'm going to try and figure out if I can. I'm going to follow this FBI detective's YouTube on how to lie and body language. You know? Yeah, I don't know. I think all these TikTok finance bros, I just think they need to have someone that completes them and they'll be fine. That's all they're looking for, isn't it, in the first place? A nice little group. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this pod. I love you. I'm a huge fan of you. And if you want to listen to more of this kind of stuff, I had a podcast there. I was talking about all the hottest Irish actors and why I think they're hot and what Irish men can do to kind of improve their riz. What else was I talking about? I was talking about a lot. It was a fun episode recently, and you can find that over on Headstuff Plus. And for the price of a pint a month, you can listen to that extra podcast every single Friday, as well as this one. Also, I am looking for sponsors, so do get in touch. I'm taking all sponsors now. It's been long enough. It's been long enough. I've just been preoccupied with the other podcast, but this podcast needs a sponsor. So look, if you're a news agent, you're a coffee bean, whatever, right? Let's sell you over here. All the best. Bye-bye.
This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.
If you want to support this podcast and get a full ad-free episode, sign up to Headstuff Plus.